It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Monday, February 19th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Track. It's President's Day in the U.S. It used to be a celebration of the first president and was officially known as Washington's birthday. But to tell the whole story would be to bore the pants off you. So I'll mention it's also International Friendship Day. And in Nepal, it's National Democracy Day. That commemorates the end of the autocratic Rana regime in 1951. From the Himalayas to the Sierras. It was on this date in 1847 that the first rescuers reached the Donner Party. Nearly 90 travelers from Illinois who had become stranded near present-day Truckee, California, when snows blocked the mountain pass. They had been there 4 months when that first rescue team arrived. The ordeal will continue until April. Of his Symphony No. 6, Jean Sibelius wrote that it reminded him of the scent of the first snow. And the often overlooked symphony was first performed on this date in 1923 in Helsinki, Finland.
All right, dude. This time, right between the eyes.
Tough guy actor Lee Marvin, born on this date 1 year later, 1924, in New York City. Tough guy gunslingers were a part of the 19th century landscape in the state of Kansas, and temperance advocates pointed at the presence of saloons and alcohol as the root of that and pretty much all other evils. And it was on this date in 1881 that Kansas became the first state to outlaw all alcoholic beverages.
For that gal Tallulah,
he's Tallulah's fool-a.
Why, I would fight a doula.
Tallulah's got him screwed up.
And I would climb a hill.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra first recorded that song on this date in 1942. And at that point, one Frank Sinatra was just another singer in Dorsey's band. But something else happened today in 1942. It was the day that FDR signed Executive Order 9066. It would force 110,000 U.S. citizens and resident aliens of Japanese ancestry into internment camps for what would be the duration of World War II. Lesser numbers of Americans of Italian and German ancestry would also be interned.
Do you have ways of showing you're angry? Ways that don't hurt you or anybody else?
It was today in 1968 that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood debuted on National Educational Television, NET, the predecessor of PBS.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Largely due to that song, the Starland Vocal Band got the Grammy for Best New Artist today, 1977.
Skyrockets in flight.
Fade out.
What?
Oh, it's when the kissing gets hot and heavy, just before the lovemaking, there's a fade out.
Actor Jeff Daniels, born on today's date in 1955. Other birthdays today, Smokey Robinson, 1940, Mama Cass Elliott, 1943. Finally, for this 19th day of February, it was today in 1953 that my home state of Georgia approved the country's first literature censorship board on what happened to be the 36th birthday of Georgia-born writer Carson McCullers. Her writings were not salacious, but then the bar was set pretty low. Georgia censors were charged with ridding the state of, quote, literature offensive to chastity or modesty.
Show's over for now.
The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training, and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.